Smile. 90.4 FM.
Two vehicles. These are high-performance sports cars. They ended up in a fender bender. JP Van der Spay is his name. JP, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning to you. I'm well, thank you.
So remind us, JP, one was a Ferrari and one was an Audi R8. Am I right?
That's correct. The one was a 458 Speciale. It is, it's quite a special car, black one. I think it was one of only two in South Africa at the time.
Wow.
And it still is. The Ferrari, funny enough, doesn't have too much damage, even though a lot of people think that the car was a rider. Obviously, when two cars collide, especially when a sports car, the engine is actually sitting at the back. So when you hit it from the front, that's why it's really only a fender bender.
I see. All right. You weren't driving either car, right?
No, I wasn't driving either of the cars. I let my girlfriend's brother drive the car, and he had a friend of his ride back. But it was at such a low speed. But the damage is quite extensive. It's not your average little car crash.
May I be so bold as to ask you how much it's going to cost to have the repairs done?
Well, just got the quotes back. It's in the range of about 5 million rand for both.
Yikes.
It is a bit of expensive incident, but you know, these things happen.
JP, to quote from the article that I saw in the news, you said, no biggie. And that's what got all of us. We were like, whoa.
No, well, those were not
how can you be so
words.
Chilled?
No, those were not my exact words. I am semi-chilled about it in a way. You know, you've got one or two options. You can either sit in the corner and cry about it, or you can laugh it off. I mean, there's nothing much you can do. No one was hurt. That's the most important thing at the end of the day.
Yeah.
That was all I was worried about.
Okay. Wasn't your friendship even slightly bruised?
Yeah.
Is your friend at least 5 million rand worth? Sorry.
How's the relationship with your girlfriend's brother?
No, it's 100% fine. I've done some good things over the last few years in business, and I think that carries you through situations like these.
Okay.
There's some people that, you know, I got a lot of flack from. I was actually sitting in a restaurant the other day, and someone came up to me and said to me, how can I be so chilled? It's an insult to other people who can't afford it. And, you know, my point is just, it's not that real. I'm only speaking about myself when I say, you know, it's not that serious.
Yeah, it's relative. We get it.
And there's nothing one can do about it, you know. At the end of the day, it's happened. I wasn't there. I had no control over that. Obviously, you can sit in the corner and cry about it, or you can laugh it off and say, guys, it happened. Everyone's okay. Let's move on.
But I mean, you don't get a car like this without getting insurance on it, right?
Yeah.
That being said, Elon Musk, one of his first big spends was a Lamborghini, and he crashed that before he could get it insured. Had you at least gone through the insurance process?
To be quite honest with you, the car was insured, both cars were insured, but the driver of the 458 Speciale was under 30 years old, and the insurance does not cover that.
So.
So, and unfortunately, it's not insured from that perspective, and, you know, it's, like I said, nothing you can do about it, but, yeah.
What are you driving now?
One of the other cars.
Tell us, what's the other car? What's the other car?
So I've got another two or three Ferraris, and then...
Oh, my word!
Okay, now I get it. No biggie.
Okay. No biggie.
Thanks for chatting to us, JP. All the best. Cheers.
No worries.
Smile Breakfast.
Smile Breakfast.
6 tot 9.
9.
With Bobby and Lindy.
Smile. 90.4 FM.